You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to our podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am pumped to be with you today. We've got great things to talk about. If you are in a place where you feel like you're losing, you're in a place where you're feeling like you're being diminished, you're in a place where you're feeling like I'm looking around and it's looking like loss, looking like setback, well, I've got good news for you. We're going to be discussing action steps you can take to move the needle forward in your life and to move out of that position into your next. So that's what I got coming up for you guys. Always, I just want to let you know I'm going to be launching a Facebook private group for all my podcast listeners. So I'll be sending that stuff out. And there's going to be a notice coming up of additional coaching coming up here in for May. So I just want to make you aware of those things. Now back to our topic at hand. If you're feeling like you're at loss, if you're feeling like you're being diminished, if you're feeling like, man, I'm really used to winning and it doesn't feel like it's happening right now. I can't believe that this setback happened. I can't believe this sudden thing shifted and I felt out of control. I felt like I was a victim to it. Nothing's worse than having that victim feeling, right? Like I'm a victim to the situation. Like that's a bad feeling. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about if you're a person that's used to moving forward, making strides, having success, and all of a sudden everything is being turned upside down and life is hitting you, the waves of crisis are hitting your life, how do I handle it? Well, here's the good news I have for you today, okay? I believe, just to lay a groundwork, I believe that the Bible is the greatest success book out there. I believe that when I read the Bible, I read it as how it pertains to how did they navigate it? What was the key that they used to succeed? How did they come out of trouble? How did they come out of affliction? Because isn't that really what life is? You go from glory to glory, right? You're going to go from the highs to the valleys to the lows, and it's a moving through. If you're on the high tops right now, you just know you're going to be going down. And when you're in the down, you're going to be knowing you're going to be going up. That all things are constantly changing. That's one of the greatest gifts in life, that there is an end. There's an end to seasons. There's an end to crisis. There's an end. There's an end. There's an end to those things. But I take heart from that. And I look at the Bible and I think, well, how did they do it? So I want to talk to you about a guy named Job. Job was a guy after God's heart. He loved him. And Job loved God. And he was extremely, extremely blessed, extremely wealthy, healthy, had you know, a beautiful, beautiful family, had tons of cattle, had everything you could want in life. And the devil comes to God and says, yeah, let's see. No wonder he loves you. He has everything. And so he's allowed to go through a testing period where he literally loses everything. And his friends are like, you should just curse God and die. I mean, so far your faith's working for you, right? You should just curse God and die. And I think that people go through a Job experience. I think it's part of the processing. I think it's part of a qualifying. The higher you go in things, in the next level you go to, and the next level you go to, as you rise, I feel like there are times when you might walk through a season that feels like a Job season. You might be walking through a Job season right now where you've experienced great loss, great loss, great loss. Maybe your heart's tore up, your head's spinning, and you don't even know what's upside down. Like it just feels like you're in the wash machine of life. I get all the way through the book of Job to hear this word. And this is the word I have for you. And it's this. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job and restored his fortunes when he prayed for his friends. Let's say he restored him when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So this season that you're walking through, whether it feels like loss, whether it feels like setback, it really is a setup season. It's a setup season if you navigate it rightly. It's a setup season if you don't stop. It's a setup season if you don't get bitter. It's a setup season if you don't give in to cynicism. It's a setup season if you keep moving, right? So for many, their hearts will grow weary. For many, they'll sit in bitterness. They'll sit in despondency. And that's fine to sit there for a minute, but you can't sit there very long because remember this. The Bible says, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Guard your heart. You don't want bitterness to get a root in it. You don't want cynicism to get a root in your heart because it's hard to extricate it from your life. And how you think and feel awful, starts to become blurred with bitterness and cynicism. So it's a real thing when you're walking through difficulty to not get into bitterness and cynicism. So I think that half the battle is just being aware. So check yourself. Look at an area that you might be having crisis in, and you're like, man, I do not know what to do, right? So I would look at it. I'd write it down. Here's my area of need. And then I want you to take a biblical principle. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored him. And not only just did he restore him, he restored him doubly. So I want you to look at an area of your life where you feel like, man, I've just had my head kicked in. And then I want you to write down, what are like five things that I could do for somebody? What are five areas of need? And I'm going to give you a story here, okay? So I have walked through seasons of barrenness in my own life. We all do. It's the human condition, whether it be emotionally, relationally, socially, whatever it is. I've walked through those things. And you've heard me talk about my Valentine's Day stories, and you've heard me talk about, you know, getting married late in life and not knowing if you're going to have kids or not. And so I would sow into people. I'd host baby showers. I'd sow into areas that I wanted to go, right? I sowed into my area of need. But I've had times where financially I've had need also. And I'm like, wow, what am I going to do? Guys, we've all been there. And if you can say to me, that's never been my issue, okay, maybe I trust you, maybe I don't. Someone's been there at some point in time. And I had an instruction, and you have to know if this is from you, but I remember in a time where I had great need financially, the Lord had me go bless someone in a big way. And I was sitting at a stop sign, I looked over, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to do this for that person. And it was a big step and a big ask for me. And I went back to my office and I'm like, okay, I need to get my checkbook out. I need to go make this happen for this person. And all along I was like, am I straight out crazy? But I heard the word and I'm like, I have to obey. And I was looking at my checking account thinking, this is not smart. This is so not smart. But I heard a word. I trusted the word. So I went, I did. I followed what I thought I was supposed to do. In my area of need, I sowed generously into another person, okay? And I want to tell you that I would love to tell you that, you know, within 24 hours, everything turned around for me. No, that didn't happen. But guess what happened? Big doors of opportunity started to open for me that I couldn't make happen on my own. See, it's a principle, guys. When you pray for your friends, when you sow in your area of need, when you give in an area that you have weakness, it takes faith on your part. Maybe you have a great need to have some kind of praise or compliments or something. Go compliment five other people on what they've got going on. Compliment them. Whatever your need is, go sow that into another person, right? Because there's a principle. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord turned his captivity and then he gave him double. There's a process that's going through. When you're walking through hardship, when you're walking through difficulty, it is a purifying process. It is a process of, it's almost, I don't want to say trial by fire, but it's a proving ground. What's in you shows up. When you get into a bad spot, everything on the inside of you that's not necessarily great shows up immediately, right? If you have a tendency to, you know, lose your temper, you're going through crisis, you're going to lose your temper big time. If you have a weak spot towards anything, it'll probably show up. So it's kind of a mirror that when you go through things, there's a big reflecting mirror there like, hey, this is who you really are. And so the part of the key of walking through these situations is A, write down the area of need. B, figure out how you're going to sow into somebody else, how you're going to meet someone else's need, right? Then you're going to figure out, hey, what can I do for others? After I've got my list, what is it that I'm going to go out and do? Take an action step. I was talking to someone in my office today, and she said, Amy, you know, when you were walking through difficulty and, you know, you didn't know if you're going to get married, you didn't know if you're going to have a family, you would oftentimes say to me, hey, I'm going to babysit for your kids. You guys go out and have a date. You guys go have a meal. It's on me and I'm taking care of your kids. And she said, I thought that was just you being nice. I didn't know that was a principle that you were operating in. I'm like, yeah, it was about you, but it was also about me too. So think about that. So many times when you're in need, maybe you're in need of a word of encouragement, you're discouraged. Go be encouragement to somebody else. Go be what you need. Maybe you feel hopeless in a certain area. Go sow hope into somebody else. I always say I'm a hope dealer. Sometimes you just need to go be a hope dealer when you yourself might not feel so hopeful in certain areas, right? Sow in that area of need, right? And then you're going to start to declare, you know, God's working all things for your good. He's turning it. Start to declare that those things that are happening are all happening for your good. Your good is coming forward. So all provision that you have is coming forward. So like if I'm walking through a challenge, whatever that challenge might be, whether it be health or finance or relationship, I'm always declaring that it's all working for my good. And I'm stamping it that it's going to be good, right? I'm declaring restoration. I'm declaring acceleration. I'm declaring increase. Like I'm speaking those things forward because again, remember this principle. As your mouth goes, so your life goes. If you speak on a different level, if you speak to things differently, if you address problems differently, that's how your life goes, right? Remember, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you speak, it's really an overflow of your heart. So when you're speaking, you're really revealing your heart. It takes me about 2 minutes to locate a person. I can locate them quickly by just how they speak, right? Do they have a victim mentality? Do they think positively? Are they an overcomer? Are they defeated? Are they hopeless? Are they hopeful? Are they joyful? Like you can really assess a person in about 2 minutes. So think about that. So I'm going to be declaring. I'm going to be speaking. I'm probably going to be speaking the exact opposite. I'm going to speak provision in areas of barrenness. I'm going to speak that I'm, like when I was single, I would speak, I'm married to the man of my dreams. I'm thank you that he's coming forward. When I've had financial issues, I'm thanking God that he's bringing all provision to me. Everything I have need of, he's supplying it to me, right? I would speak the opposite of everything that I had. Guys, there's so much power in there. The Bible says life and death are in the power of your tongue. And it says you'll eat the fruit of it, right? And it also says decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. So I'm not saying that turns overnight. I'm saying over the long term, you're going to see provision show up. You're going to see health return. You're going to see relationships restored. You're going to see things shift as you continue to speak differently. And as you sow out of your area of need, remember when Job prayed for his friends, he turned the captivity of Job back and he literally gave him double for his trouble. He gave him double, right? So there's a law there. Take the focus off yourself. That's a big law, isn't it? When you're in the midst of difficulty, it's hard to not be self-consumed. It's hard to not just sit there and look at your situation. But if you can get your eyes off of it and look at someone else, there's always someone else that's in a worse spot than you are. If your business is not in a good spot, go help someone else. Because I promise you someone else's business is in a worse spot. If you aren't happy with where you're at physically, go help someone else. If you aren't happy with where you're at financially, go help someone else. There's someone else always in greater need than you. That's a law. That just is truth. But it's the simple things, guys. So you're going to sit down and you're going to write out the area of need. You're going to write down some action steps you can take. And then you're actually going to go start to serve another human being. Where can I minister hope? Where can I sow joy? Where can I give financially? Where can I, whatever the need might be really in tune to that, okay? And then you're going to set that decree up. Hey, I'm going to declare the opposite. I'm going to speak the opposite. And that's not denying reality. I'm not denying reality. I'm very aware of what reality is. I choose to speak that God who fills my mouth will fill all in all because he's the God that fills all in all. You have a barren space in your life. Is the God that fills all in all. And if you, as you continue to speak those things forward, you continue to just stand in that, you're going to see the manifestation of things turning for you, your season turning, new opportunities coming, new people coming into your life. I want to read also something to you. There's a chapter in the Bible and it's called Habakkuk. And Habakkuk is all about writing the dream and though the vision tarry, wait for it. But listen to this. Though the fig tree does not blossom and there's no fruit on the vines, the olive fails and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet is a key word, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the victorious God of my salvation. Yet, Yet is a word. Yet. When you're walking through something, you need to go, yet. Yet I will rejoice. Yet. There's power in your yet. Yet I will rejoice in the victorious God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, my personal bravery, and my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds feet and will make me to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and make progress upon my high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. Do you see that it's always working for your good? Yet will I praise him. I'll lift my head up when I don't feel like getting out of the bed, when I don't feel like making one more step, when I don't feel like making one more phone call, when I don't feel like doing this thing one more time. Yet I will rejoice in the victorious God of my salvation, who makes my feet like hinds feet, who makes me to climb upon those high places, and who makes me to have providence, or makes me to have power. It makes me to stand upon those places of troubling and suffering. Guys, you get it? It's all a shift. When Job prayed for his friends, his captivity was turned and the Lord restored double. When they praised in the midst of no food, no fig trees, no food, the fields, there's no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the victorious God of my salvation. The Lord my God is my strength and my personal bravery and my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds feet. Guys, you are being strengthened for the battle. You're being strengthened. You're given agility to navigate difficult places, right? You're being given ability to navigate difficult places. But at the end, you will rise victorious over your situation if you stay in the game. You got to stay in the game. And so I've given you keys today to how to stay in the game when you're walking through difficulty. It's easy to put your head down. It's easy to stay in your bed. It's easy to not leave the couch. Those are the easy things to do. But if you'll shift the focus, if you'll shift the focus on where my area of need is, I'll glance at that. Oh, how am I going to, what are things that I could do for somebody else? I'll go take the action step. I'll make the call. I'll deliver the flowers. I'll get the meal. I'll serve, right? I'll serve another human being. And then I'm going to declare the opposite of what I have going on. I'm going to speak to my mountain. I'm going to call it what it may be, what it might not be, but I'm going to call it what it's going to be, right? Speak to your mountain. Provision, come forth. Mountain, be moved. Job, come forth. Mountain, be moved. Like, guys, you might think I'm crazy. This is how I talk. I talk like this way all the time. But I know this. It works. There's so much power in your spoken word. And you're looking outward, sowing into another human being. And then you're going to praise your way through it. Yet, I will rejoice in the victorious God of my salvation. He will lead you in victory. I promise you, you might be walking through the valley, but if you keep moving, and you take those action steps that I just discussed today, guys, I promise you, your season will shift. It will turn. It might take overnight. It might take a few weeks. It might take a month. It might take a year. But if you don't stop, your season will shift and you will come out of trouble. The Bible says the righteous fall into trouble, but they come out of trouble. They may fall into it. It's not saying you're not having difficulty, but you come out victorious if you keep moving. Pray for your friends, sow into another human being, right? Do those things. Keep praising your way through it. And I promise you, you're going to see the goodness of God all over your life. You're going to see the goodness of God show up in your circumstances. You're going to see the goodness of God. Guys, I always want you to remember, you're more. You truly are more. You're made for more. God has you. He has good plans for you. And even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there's a plate of provision. There's a table of provision provided for you. That's good news, guys. So I thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to this. Please share this podcast. If you enjoy it, please give it a 5-star review. A written review is awesome. I appreciate you, and we'll be back for more. See you next week.